everybody. This is going to be short and sweet. These are going to be things I start right at 9 o'clock every single day. Energy tune-ups. We're going to start with an angel song. We're going to start with an intention. We're going to start introducing some oils, but this is not one thing. Some days, maybe afterwards, I'll have time to talk and chit-chat with a few of you. Today, we're going to jump right in, and this is one of my most fun things to share. And what I do, I just always ask, what's the greatest contribution I can be to the world, myself and my family? And then I'm just going to play with essential oils, with the angel card. And those of you that need to know how to get essential oils, so that if you like this type of thing and want more of it weekly, then just let me know, because I'll give you information on how to do that. Not all oils are created equal at all. I only recommend one company, the very highest vibrational frequency company. And I'd be happy to tell you more about that if you're looking to know more about how to get them and what's the difference with them. So that being said, we're going to start with an angel song. I have no oils on yet. So my go-to before I raise our vibrational frequency and go into an angel song is to put on frankincense. It's a spiritual protector and uplifter, and I wear it like a halo around my head. And it wants to go on our heart today. So I just follow my awareness and instincts, and that's how you also can use the oils. I always use a grounding oil to ground us into to being comfortable being here. So I'm putting an oil called Balance on my feet, on the inside curve of my feet. And the inside curve of my feet is where it kind of balances all your meridians, calms your entire body, your entire energetic field. So those are my go-to ones, and then I'll introduce more. And then I pick these different cards. I ask as I pick an angel card and an oil card, and I'll introduce them after I do the angel song here. So here we go. What is the greatest contribution we can be to ourselves, our world, and our family? This call today is to bring into our energy field and activate our energy field in a way that we are lightened up to create the most joyful abundance and be this energy of enlightened philanthropist and create in our world an energy that is so amazingly wonderful and fun and contributing. And anything that doesn't allow that, we're simply going to clear. That is the intention of this call today. So here we go. We see that you understand that this is all within your hands. It's with your energy that you create. It's what you feel that is real. And if it's not feeling fine, is it yours or mine? Is it someone else's? What is going on? What brings you this fear? When you could be in an energy that's clear, and we're here. All right, I'll take a moment to talk about that, but then I'm going to jump right into the oils. We create our own reality. Energy follows energy. Most of the time, the energy, if you wouldn't choose it, it's not your own energy. It's someone else's, something else's. If you wouldn't choose it, it's a lie. I call it trickster energy. We can get rid of it. The oils assist very, very, very much in helping assist, keeping us here in our body, keeping us in our own energy field. These are the type of things I talk about in my classes. And so be watching for things coming up in the future as far as that goes with me. But the very first oil that wants to come play with us today is called Elevation. And Elevation is called the Joyful Blend. So what you're going to do, I'm going to experience putting this Joyful Blend in our energy field. And those of you with the subtle body energy is going to feel it. Again, it wants to go on the third eye, wants to go on my heart, wants to go behind my ears, just so you kind of know how effective, how wonderful these oils can be. Once I was told to put one drop of bergamot on the back of my neck, and it totally instantly cleared a past life that kept one of my clients stuck for many, many, many years, if not decades. So these are powerful. So Evelation also wants to go on the back of my neck, what I call the power center, just across the back of the nape of your neck. So now some of you are feeling, and that is addressing the last fragments of lifetimes that you weren't in your joy. So I'm so grateful that Elevation wants to come play with us today. Some of you will start to feel a little energetic shift right away. And this is called the Joyful Blend. It releases discouragement and low vibrations and low energy. And it instills joyful abundance, hope, and positivity. And it creates a place to elevate your life to a whole new level and experience and a sense of transformation. It creates a state of abundance and joy. Yay! So how amazing is that? That's the first oil that wants to come and play besides my go-tos that protect me and balance me. Is Elevation. The other one that wanted to come and play is Peppermint. Peppermint lifts the heart and reminds the individual to have a bit of fun during the journey. So I'm going to breathe in peppermint. Now you can use oils many different ways. If they say supplemental facts on the bottles with the company I use, you can drink them. If they do not, you do not drink them. So this says supplemental facts, peppermint, you can breathe in, you can put in a diffuser, you can put in your water. It's so they want this one to go in my water. And one or two drops is fine. Of course, just follow your awareness. There's not that much of a right or wrong. Your body will know. I'm going to drink that up. And we're going to have peppermint to start our day with. Yay! Peppermint. This is what this is for today. Peppermint allows us to say, I am free and ready to fly. Yay! Baby birds feel safe in the nest until that one day when they are finally ready to break out of old boundaries and finally test their unproven wings. It is time to fly. So the peppermint is reminding us to have fun on this journey. It challenges entrepreneurs to focus on the full breath in the goodness of life. So let's breathe in peppermint. So I'm going to breathe some in for us and see, let you feel that today too. Breathe it in. And it invites us to fully taste what life has to offer and choose a fresh perspective. Yay, how does it get better than that? So we have our beautiful oils assisting us today. And then the angel cards I picked to go with this are spiritual understanding. And spiritual understanding is Raziel. And Raziel, I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols, helping you understand spiritual truths. And the other one is Haniel with moon cycles. Notice how the moon affects your energy and manifestations and capitalize upon these cycles. At the time of this call, we are just coming off of a new moon, which has a beautiful energy for creating new things. So begin today by writing down what you're asking for. Keep your energy on that positive, beautiful peppermint energy, the beautiful, joyful elevation energy, as you start to create and write down what you would like to happen in the next 30 days. And how does it get better than that? So those are the cards that want to play. I'm going to go into a little quick meditation. We're going to do one little sound thing from Raziel, hear what else Raziel has to say about that as the esoteric information is coming with symbols helping us to understand spiritual truths. These are new downloads. I work a lot with the fifth dimension and higher now in my academies. And we get new downloads and create new things that never existed in the world all the time. So this is what we are talking about here with these new understandings coming through. Raziel, what else would you like to say to us about spiritual understanding? We are seeing that you are all feeling the heaviness of your world and asking for a change. This we understand, and we ask that you do ask that we hold your hand, helping you to be in a new energy, that you create your world by how you feel, then see. Thank you, Raziel. Yes, remember, we must ask for our co-creators to help us. Some of you may never heard that, but the free will here in the world in the third dimension requires that we ask. So I always ask to work with my highest guides and angels for the highest good of all, and I give you my free will. Click your days in divine order now. You've got your highest guides and angels co-creating with you. And they know that we want a different world than we're living in now. We know we want a different world than we're living in now, and we know one is possible. And that's what this is about, the songs, the angels, the essential oils, all to contribute for us to bring into our world, into our own energy field first, a new way to be, a new way to feel, a new way to show up in the world, and create the world that we would absolutely be proud and love to live in. And anything doesn't allow that, we're simply going to clear, and so be it. We're going to go into the meditation right now. And I'm going to, the meditation is going to have the intention energy of creating this, what we're asking for, a world that we would be absolutely proud and love to live in. So here we go. We surround you now with a beautiful white light of new possibilities, a rose light of not judging anything, that everything's in divine order, and a violet flame that will create and transmute any energies that are not allowing you to be in the true you self, that holds joy, that holds excitement for new possibilities. And the heart chakra is opening to receive now, and the power center is opening to receive now. And we're being grounded down into Mother Earth now, like your roots going down to Mother Earth now. And as we are surrounded with a white light, a rose light, and violet light, we do ask that we work with our highest guides and angels for the highest good of all, and we give you our free will now. And it's with these beautiful tones that they are sending us. Since we asked, and where two or more are gathered, it's very, very powerful. And since we asked for these divine encoded, when I bring in light language, it bypasses the mind and brings in these understandings, these esoteric information and understandings that are being talked about here. And they're coming through today with the intention that we create more joyful abundance in our day today, more amazing than we could even ever imagine. And these are the tones that will assist with this. Mani kapakanina yana yana no manana no mana yana no manana no yan. Kebania moya, kebayanoni, kebania. We bring you light, open to receive the gifts we bring to you this day. We bring you love for you to receive in a very special way. Watch for this today. Watch for this today. We honor you. We love you. We are grateful for you. You are the ones you have been waiting for. And so does so be it. And so does so be it. And so does so be it. Amen, amen, amen. So be it. Amen. This is Susan Elizabeth Reese at joyfulpossibilities.net, and I adore you.